Hello, future friends.
And welcome to the Be My Friend podcast.
Hey, everyone. I'm Tiff, and I'm here with my awesome co-host, but more importantly, my friend, Michael. Just kidding. It's Tyler.
Hey, guys. Yep, that was worth the 2 second bit. If you are not watching our YouTube channel, I was just briefly dressed like a very athletic Michael Myers. And the reason is because it's finally spooky month.
And if you guys don't know us, this is our favorite time of year.
It is the best time to celebrate. To me, this is my Christmas. I literally dyed my hair black for the occasion. Tiff has actively painted half of her face like Michael Myers. So unlike me and my 5 second debut, which I couldn't breathe in, she's going to be looking that freaking cool all episode. So like, if you're on Spotify or something, go get on YouTube. You're missing out on Tiff's really awesome face paint.
Kind of, yeah. Yep. So
like, kind of.
Kind of. We tried. I'm a little rusty in the cosplay world, but here I am.
Hey, it's no time like the present to dive back in.
Like the present, so here we are. And, you know, to kick off spooky month, we are going to be talking about some creepy new webtoons that we are reading.
Yeah, we actually have a whole list here of a bunch of, I wouldn't say they are in the horror genre necessarily, all of them. I would say some are thrillers, some are supernatural, there's even some romance up in there, but the one common factor they all have going on is that they are just a little bit spooky. There's something creepy going on in them. And like Tiff just said, yeah, a couple of them are new and they're ones that we're really getting into. So not just is it like our creepy webtoon episode, we are also going to be talking about some stuff that we hope to continue talking about in the future.
Yes, yes, we are loving these new webtoons, and we do have lots of fun, creepy horror ideas planned for this month, so make sure you are liking our videos and subscribing to our channel, because we have so much planned for October, and something very big is happening towards the end of the month.
Oh my god, guys, something huge is happening. It's kind of like in the middle of the month, slash towards the end of the month. You guys, oh my god, we're so excited. You don't even know. I hope you are subscribed, because if you're not,
you're missing out. Wink, wink, hint, hint. If you don't see our mugs right now.
If you don't see our mugs because you're not on YouTube, well then, you don't even know what's happening.
You don't even know what's happening, but it was a clue, and we're not going to tell you, so you have to go watch it.
Yeah, exactly. We're the worst. We're like, hey, I know Spotify might be easier for you, but like, can you just hop on over to YouTube and check out this video? Come on.
See our horrific faces and think we're even more insane than when you just listen to us in your car on your way to work every day.
There's been a girl commenting, so shout out to her, because she'll probably listen to this and be like, oh, I didn't know I made that much of an impact, but she said she was only listening on Spotify before, and now she's gone to YouTube, and she was like, whoa, you guys are like, it feels like you're even more of my friend. And we're like, well, at least we didn't scare you. That's good to know.
I mean, we watch ourselves, and we're like, whoa, we look insane.
That actually works for today. It's okay to look a little disheveled during spooky month, but I think we look great, so.
So let's hop into this spooktacular episode on Be My Friend.
I didn't know what order we were going to go in. So like I said, we have quite the list, but let's actually start off with the two that I think we probably want to talk about the most. That being one that Tiff picked up and has gotten really into, and the other one being one that I picked up because I read the author's previous work and loved it. Those two are The Double Agent, which is the one that Tiff introduced me to, and Half Ghost, which is not a sequel to Ghost Wife, but it is by the same person. So these are two very different webtoons.
They're complete opposites, and they both tie in a creep factor at different levels. So there is a little bit for everyone. Double Agent is a thriller and hits some extreme, dark topics, and I don't even know. There's just like a lot going on in there that's... You gotta prepare yourself. It's more on a serious note. If you can read darkness, that is for you. That yes, is for you. 100%. It doesn't sugarcoat anything. And no. Then Half Ghost is more of a creep factor with just some spooky ghosts.
Yes, so. I would say it's more so the art than anything else. And yes, when I say the art, I just mean this author has, this artist author has literally a gift at making some of the creepiest looking ghosts I've ever seen. And I think they're spooky on their own, but I think the spookiness is actually amplified in things yes, like Half Ghost and Ghost Wife, because they come off like really cute love stories. They're just involving this other world of ghostly figures, demons, all it brings in so many things. And then so you're reading like this adorable story, you're like, oh, it's so cute, the ghost is falling in love, and then there's like this really horrifying 20-legged monster like running around on the ground with like weird spiky hair everywhere, and I'm like, oh god,
with long necks and like sharp teeth and like eyes are bulging,
it's
out
like
and you're like,
head
what is
in the world,
going on?
You're like, whoa, these things are
everyone
horrible.
Looks like, even the humans look like they're dying. Everyone just looks like they're dying in that comic.
It's amazing, though. I love it. It speaks volumes about, like, kind of where our personal tastes tend to lie, because, of course, Tiff went and got buried herself deep in this action-filled... Of course, there's a little bit of a romance story, but it's very action-filled. It's very, like, reminiscent of In the Bleak Midwinter, Purple Hyacinth. And it has the art style of, like, a remarried empress, or even yes, some of these other newer ones that are coming over from the Korean platform. But it's completely, like, when Tiff showed it to me, I was like, this is her thing. And then, of course, Half Ghost just makes sense, because you guys know me. It's a couple, and you know they're gonna wind up together in the end, and there are ghosts.
What more to ask for?
I was like, yes, sign me up immediately.
Let's start with Half Ghost. Just because I'm fresh on it right now, because I actually got all caught up today with Half Ghost, and I really enjoyed it. I couldn't put it down. I was only going to read the first 5 episodes just to talk about it, because it was more of Tyler's comic she was bringing to the platform today. And I couldn't stop. At first, when I was reading it, I'm like, Tyler, what are you having me read over here? Because, you know, it wasn't so much my thing. But as soon as I was diving into the story, I really like how they're tying in the supernatural world of this ghost realm with a little bit more of a cultural aspect to it. And there's just different things tied in. The art reminds me of Scary Stories. You know, Tyler and I are old, and we used to read these Scary Stories books that were in our school libraries. And the art style matches that. It's so creepy. And the art kind of threw me off a little bit, but as I kept reading, I really liked the story, and I'm curious to see how it unfolds yes, with the characters and how deep it's going to go into this ghost world and with demons, because there are ghosts of all different levels. So
there's animals. So here's the thing. If you guys were a fan of, it's an older webtoon that was also brought over from the Korean platform called Ghost Wife. If you guys read Ghost Wife, I can already guarantee you will like Half Ghost. If you've seen it pop up and you have been hesitant to start it, but you did like Ghost Wife, dive in. You're going to love it. It has a lot of the same, not the same characters, but it has a lot of the same aspects as Ghost Wife, with the different animal ghosts and just creatures. If I'm remembering correctly, in Ghost Wife, there were dragons, and there was this lion that was called a Heitei or something like that. And it could detect lies. And then you had the main ghost, Damon. He was just a pure mountain ghost who ruled over this mountain, basically. He was very strong, and that was our main guy, and he made Liz, the main girl, his wife. By wife, though, in this world, it doesn't mean wife. It like, kind of does, but it doesn't. What it basically means is they're going to be protecting this girl because ghosts will go after her and try to eat her. Yes, people get eaten in this comic.
Creepy factor.
Exactly. If they don't have a protector. So that is where, like, the bride-wife kind of thing comes in. And it is present in Half Ghost as well. Because right off the bat, you're getting those jokes where, I mean, immediately the main character, God, what is his name? Juan? Like, watch this mess up. I'm like, is it Juan?
Juan?
Well, it's spelled like Juan with an H, though, instead of a J. So I'm like, is his name Juan?
And you know me, I, like, try to sound it out. So I'm, like, saying the Juan. H. I'm like, oh.
I know, I've been saying Juan. Juan?
Juan.
I don't even know if anything I'm saying makes sense. But it is all tied in. Because immediately they're making jokes with him and the main girl. And he's saying, what, you want to be my bride? Because all these ghosts are seeing her and they're not able to, like, want to eat her. So they assume she must be the half ghost, the main guy, his wife. She's not. They don't even know each other yet.
Right.
But it's there right away. So it is kind of helpful. If you read Ghost Wife, you're already going to know a little bit of the lore. But if you didn't read Ghost Wife, you can still read Half Ghost. You will like it.
I never read Ghost Wife. I know what Ghost Wife is. I tried it. It wasn't my cup of tea just yet. I feel like if I read Ghost Wife now, I would be able to read it. But back then, Ghost Wife is very old. It's one of, like, the original webtoons. So when I first found Webtoon, it was Lore and I Love You and Let's Play. And I was more up with all the romance and that style of art that when I looked at Ghost Wife, I was like, whoa. I'm gonna back away from this category. That's a little too spooky for me, even though, like, I watch horror movies all the time. I don't know why. I just thought I couldn't read it and get into it. And there's, like, a lot of weird stuff going on. I'm like, I'm not ready for that.
But now. When you start, yeah. That's the nice thing. So with Half Ghost, you kind of wade into the world a little bit slower than with Ghost Wife because in Half Ghost, yeah, you see some creepy stuff right away, but if I remember correctly, Ghost Wife started right off the bat with the male lead, like, it looked like he was eating a cat, and he was just full on, he looked like a demon, he was just horrifying.
He was eating, I was like, oh, I don't think that's for me.
And you do later find out he did not eat a cat, he never eats cats.
I'm like, I don't know what's going on here. Everyone's like, this is awesome. And I don't know. So I had to back away. Of course, then I would go start My Deepest Secret and they kill a cat as well. And I'm like, what is going on Webtoon? I don't know.
All these animals, we don't like it. No, you get weighted in, though, with this half ghost. Yes. And you can tell her art evolved. It is still that creepy kind of simplistic style, but she has gotten better. Of course she has. She's been doing it for years and years, but it's just so cool to see her doing a new thing, and I'm loving it so far.
It is exciting. So coming from somebody that hasn't read Ghost Wife and just going right into Half Ghost, I really like how the story started unraveling. Now, at first, I felt it was a little choppy just to me because her drawings, their facial expressions are very stone cold. And so until they smile, and then I'm like, oh, okay, so he's happy. But as you read the story, you start to get their body language a little bit more. I feel like you become accustomed to it and just, you're like, oh, he's upset now. Where when I started, I'm like, I don't know what he's thinking, but now I do. But I really find it interesting because he is not a ghost. He's a half ghost is what I'm getting from it. So half human, half ghost. Yes. And the other ghosts call him a monster, and he believes he is a monster because of everything that kind of happened in his past.
And doesn't
I'm
that
assuming.
Give you those Kieran vibes a little
it
bit?
It does give me those Kieran vibes.
You feel so bad for this boy. He is so jaded by everybody around him. That's how you're introduced to the main lead, the male lead, I should say. Juan. We'll say Juan.
Juan.
I want to call him Juan, but we will say Juan. He is the child of a ghost and a human. We have not been introduced to who his parents are, but because of this, he grew up being kind of ostracized by the ghost world and also by the human world, because humans see him and they think he's really weird, and then ghosts see him and they're like, "You're a freak." And I'm like, that's pretty yes. bold coming from you, 20-legged weird thing with big ears and a giant head. I don't know about that, but
it looks like a giant centipede. Literally, I don't
they're
know.
Like, "You freak," and I'm like, I don't know. Huan is actually pretty fine. You, on the other hand,
I know. With your... Those ghosts are like naked too. They're just like hairy and naked. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
They're always naked. They're like always in weird stances too. No, so he's growing up always feeling like everybody on either side of his existence is just against him. No one has anything in the world to. No one cares. No one cares about Huan. He is very sad, but he doesn't show sad. It. He just acts like he hates everyone, which, I mean, I probably would too.
And his character is so interesting too, because you get a little bit of a ghost hunter from him, because he does get rid of dangerous ghosts, as you see in the first couple episodes. But yeah, he is also friends with some ghosts as well. So it's very friends. We're going to use that lightly, because he doesn't really have friends. No. But like, they hang around him for some reason. He's like, "Can you guys like please leave me alone? That's You're so thing. Annoying."
He seems to go after the ones that are just really annoying to him. And I think what's going on with this is, for those of you who didn't read Ghost Wife, one of the big things in this world, which is actually touched on in Half Ghost too, is that the more powerful a ghost is, the more other ghosts are drawn to it. So I'm going to make an assumption that Huan's ghost parent must have been a very strong ghost who found themselves a partner, and then he was born. And the part of him that is half ghost must be very strong. And that would pretty easily explain then why all these other ghosts are kind of coming out of the woodworks to be around him all the time. But what isn't really explained real well is why the female lead, Hyun, it's not Hyun, it's like Hyun. I feel so bad. I'm like,
we're so sorry.
Listen, somebody please correct me or tell me how to say it. I will look it up properly again later. I did earlier today, but my dumb brain doesn't keep up. But the female lead, Hyun, is what I'm going to call her. That sounds, I don't know. pink-haired girl. She is also seeming to be a bit of a ghost magnet, which is interesting because
yes.
traditionally, for a human to be appealing to ghosts, their eyes have to be quote-unquote open, which means they can see the ghosts. And if you could see a ghost in this world, that's bad news bears, because the ghost is going to want to eat you.
Because apparently you smell delicious. You smell once real you could yummy. See ghosts.
but a ghost tries to eat her, and they're like, "You're disgusting.
You taste really bad."
And I'm like, I don't know if I would have. I think I would have been happy, because it means I'm not dying. But I also would have been like, "You taste bad, jerk."
Excuse me.
I am delicious. Rude. Screw you.
Rude.
Oh my god.
But I know, it is very interesting though, because she says she could sense them. She feels the ghost presence around her. However, she can't see them, and she says it's foggy. So you know that the cloak is definitely going to come off at some point, and she is going to see them.
Especially since they mentioned that the more she is around all these ghosts, her eyes will open. Yeah. At which point, is Huan going to make her his bride? I hope so.
And then she's going to get like a mark on her body, because that one ghost was like looking all over for this bride mark. Yes. And I'm like, girl, get your tattoo and get with him.
It is interesting. Like in Ghost Wife, he like marked her arm, and then forever she just had like this little kind of bracelet mark on her arm. And that was her mark as his wife. And then there, you do meet another ghost wife, and she had like a mark on, I think it was on her neck. So I think they can kind of choose where to put it. I am so curious though, like, is a half ghost's mark going to be the same? Is it going to have the same potency to detract other ghosts? Is she getting into now this, it'll be a friendship at first, but is she getting into this relationship kind of in more danger than our old our other story's main female, because she right. had like a strong-ass demon as her boyfriend. And I'm like, I mean, Huan does seem very strong, but oh my god, I'm just so excited. I'm like squealing over these two and how cute they are, and it's everything I need in my life.
It is really cute. You get that that Rocky relationship off the bat right away with him busting her, and he's like, why do you want to go out with me? And you know, she gets all embarrassed and she just walks away. She doesn't even know how to comment. But it's so funny because he has such a cool demeanor that he gives off to everybody. Like, everyone calls him, what do they call him, a nut job?
Yeah, they're because like, are you so hanging out weird. With that nut job? And she's like, I'm not friends with him. And then I like the part where she bursts out because she's trying to ask him questions about ghosts. She has found yes. out he can at least tell her about ghosts. And she's like, well, give me your number. And he's like, no. Everyone hears and they're just like, oh, she was serious. She really likes him. I feel so bad for her.
Like, how awkward, and he doesn't care. He's just like, weirdo.
It's like, no, you don't get my number. And he's just, literally, he's busting her the whole time. He's like, why, do you want to be my wife? And he's like, ha ha. Like, oh my god.
And then he just like walks out and he just tells people to move. He's like, move, you're in my way. Like, he doesn't care, you know. Boy has a hard life, so he doesn't care what people think of him too much. But we do find out that deep down he does feel lonely and like a monster. A little bit of Kieran there we get. So,
and she's the first one to like care about him and make him move to be friendly and tell him he did a good job at something. And
then she is finally giving him a positive because she says, it's because of you that we are alive, and I just want to thank you. And he just starts remembering that over and over, and the ghosts are calling him a monster, and he's like, not today, not
he's
today.
He's like, I can't hear you today. And honestly,
he's, I was like, you go, boy.
My heart just grew. It grew for him in that episode. It grew for him already when he went out of his way to help her because he knew what was going to happen, and she knew afterwards that he had been watching that and he did something about it, and it was because of her. She had convinced him that, hey, not everybody in the world's a jerk, look at me. And now he's like, oh, I should help people, okay, I'll help you. And then he does, and she's grateful, and you just see him in the coming episodes, which will be free by the time we release this. There's a festival that's going to be happening because it's a Korean webtoon, so they have like school festivals, and I believe these two are in like university, so there's like a school festival coming up, and she asks him to come with her, and it's so cute.
I find it so adorable too how he watches her as she's helping the ghosts, like when that ghost was sobbing because she lost something but she didn't know what she lost, and then all the ghosts and her were helping this ghost, and he's like, what are you doing? And he's like, we should help her, she's really upset. And it just, you could tell he's like, wow, I never met someone like this girl.
Right.
Who, it doesn't matter if they're a ghost or a human, she feels the need to help them because she doesn't, she's like, imagine she's all alone looking for, she doesn't know what, but well, we should help her.
And that was a big turning point. You saw the wheels in his head, because one of her lines was something along that of, a human ghost, it doesn't matter what she is, we should help. And he's just like, what do you mean it doesn't matter what she, I mean, he's just, he has never had this kind of positive reinforcement about what he is or isn't, what he does. His flashback was a little cryptic because I am assuming he lost someone close to him, be it a family member, maybe it's his mom, who knows, but somebody was lost, and it seems that they were telling him, like, it's because of you, or he's thinking it's because of him. Maybe a ghost was telling him it's because of him. Who knows? So here he sits. He's like, well, no one's going to help me because I'm a ghost. And then the ghost world's not going to help me because I'm a person. But I'm neither.
Right. And I feel like this story is going to be so good. And again, it just started. I mean, I caught up today. It's only, I believe it goes up to 21 episodes, and by the time this releases, it'll be even more than that. So It's a baby. You can hop on it right away, but there's still like a nice chunk to binge. Yes. So
100%. Hop on. I freaking recommend it, especially if you loved Ghost Wife. And as somebody who did love it and knows how good the story was, I can recommend this one without really any concern, because I know that she's just a wonderful storyteller, and it's going to give you the creeps, but it's also going to give you some very cute feelings.
What a perfect tie, and such a perfect read for October to get. The illustrations are so creepy. The whole idea of these ghosts and what they're doing to the characters is so creepy, with the eating and the sucking of the soul and everything like that. So you get all these vibes of spookiness and October, and but yet you get such a cute romance too. So it's such an equal balance between both, and such a perfect read, especially if you don't want to dive too far into horror.
If you don't want to be disturbed, which is what the next one will do to you, it is a good one. It's a good one to, it's going to be a little disturbing because of that weird centipede monster, but there's more of those, and it's easily drowned out by just how good of a story it's going to be and how cute it is too. We are transitioning. All right. Yeah, so where we went from kind of cute ghost romantic, wife. Like I said, this half one.
Half wife, half ghost. I'm like, ghost wife, wife, ghost, half.
Half wife? Half wife. Half ghost. Ghost. Half wife ghost. My dog wife's is like,
the ghost.
Why?
Yes.
That one's cute. Yes. That one's cute. This one, not so cute. Hey guys, I'm currently editing this episode, and it occurred to me that in our transition here, we don't bother to mention that the next webtoon we are going to be discussing is The Double Agent. So please go forward into this segment with just an ounce of context. We will be talking about The Double Agent. Thank you, professionals.
You know me, I like some romance, but I like it really dark too. So I like a good romance with a lot of heavy darkness in there.
So somehow Tiff brought to the table one of the most like controversial webtoons in the world too. So it's incredibly dark. It's very controversial because what we keep being met with are people really not a fan of the relationship that's unfolding. Like they are very unhappy with how it's coming into being, but meanwhile we're reading it, we're like, yeah, because there's something wrong with us. I don't know.
Honestly, I mean, well, you know, we shipped some villains in the past, and you know, we're just crazy. I don't know. So a lot of people feel uncomfortable reading this comic. So if you are weak of heart, I don't think this comic is for you. If you struggle with some trauma, I don't think this comic is for you. If you struggle with watching a war movie, I don't think this comic is for you.
No, there is straight up torture, some very weird mental, I don't know. I don't know if I'd call it abuse, but perhaps my dog's losing his mind. Just excuse him.
I'm like, Baxter.
Baxter's like, listen, I have words.
He's like, it's wild.
He's like, guys, it's so crazy. No, yeah, you're gonna see some stuff in this one. But if you are cool with that, it's very intriguing.
If you
intriguing.
Are okay, yes. I mean, I don't know why I'm so obsessed with this webtoon. I think. Like, I mean, guys, this kind of blows in the bleak midwinter, like, out of the water. You thought Delta ripping a spine out was dark? Like, holy moly. Like, you.
Yes. And we don't mean, like, it's better than In the Bleak Midwinter. We mean, like, the intensity.
Like, the intensity of darkness.
Delta and his antics and people shooting each other in the winter. No, that's nothing. That's nothing compared to this.
Mm-mm. So Double Agent takes place back in a,
I don't know, like late 1800s sort of.
Like if I was watching a movie in old Russia vibes from it, like I get it looks like
is
that.
Is it the genre under historical?
It is.
And we were like, that what? Is this a history lesson?
So I stumbled upon this in a webtoon ad in one of their banners. I was like, wow, that looks pretty. Double Agent. I'm like, ooh, what's going on there? And then I was like, oh my God, this is nuts. How are they allowed to write this? And then I look at the genre, I'm like, historical. And then I message Tyler, and I'm like, what am I reading? I don't know, but I love it.
And then much like her reaction, I love we do this a lot with webtoons we send to each other. We'll start it, we'll be like, well, you send it me, but then you keep reading it and you're like, ooh.
I really thought Tyler was going to be like, Tiffany, are you okay mentally?
But no, I started it and I was like, whoa, I'm in.
We are all in. You definitely get Purple Hyacinth vibes. You get Remarried Empress vibes because the art style matches Remarried Empress. The leading lady, she looks just like Lauren. She has, you know, her hair.
Oh, yeah, they dye her hair so red.
Yes, she is a brunette originally, but they dye her hair red. And, you know, a lot of the scenes of her walking in the Victorian-style clothing does look like Lauren a little bit. So our lead character, Sasha.
Yes.
She has such a kind heart, and she does remind me of Anya from Midwinter because she just, you know, she's a nurse too, so you get a lot of that background. She just wants to help people, and she kind of, you know, she became an orphan because her whole city, town, I don't really know yet,
I think it's
was
like
destroyed.
It's sort of like a country slash district.
Yes,
it's taken over by this other group, this other country, whatever. It's a war. It's like a wartime.
It's a government war.
Yes, and her entire life, like her family, everything is just, it's just gone because she grew up has been taken over by the enemy, and now she's just out here being a nurse trying to do what she can.
Yes, and when she was younger, she was picked up by a man who works for the other side, who she believes protects her people or tried to protect her people. I don't think he's necessarily from the same district as she is, but they seem to think that they are the good guys. And I'm using quotation marks because he seems shady as heck.
Well, he is. He
used her. Yeah. He used her. So she was a nurse, and then he pulled her from that. He's like, I have a mission for you. And he always uses him saving her life and taking her in as, you know, she
like
has to pay him back for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, you have to be a double agent for me. You have to go undercover over with the enemy and pretend to be this secretary and get some, you know, juice for us, get some
intel.
She's like, I have no idea how to be an agent. I've never done this before.
She
and he's
has
like,
no
it's
idea
okay.
what she's doing. And her whole double agent assignment is to go, like Tiff said, be a secretary. Well, she was a nurse. She has no idea how to be a secretary. So,
and it's actually hilarious when she shows up because she does speak their language.
It's her language. It's her original language. And she is going into, well,
her district that was destroyed, isn't it all taken place in her district?
Yeah.
So they go to her district. And how hard would that be?
Yeah. She basically had to go back to her city where it was all just destroyed to her or taken from her. It's where she grew up, but it's not where she grew up anymore. It's
right.
like the enemy now. So in her eyes.
And so she goes over there, like, undercover speaking, and, you know, apparently at this company, the boss of it, he is this creepy, 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 short, chubby man that always gets new secretaries and I guess has affairs with them, but then they always go missing. So, like, they're trying to find out where all these women are going, and I'm assuming that a couple of them were undercover before.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that's why they sent her.
Are they all picked up by the same? Because it's like it's infiltrated, and then they take her, but then this weird chubby guy is still wandering around, and he's just a part of the story still. So I'm not going to lie, I'm a little fuzzy on the details and understanding what was going on with this firm she went to, where she had to be a secretary, and why it was taken over and she was brought to where she is now, which is kind of the main point of the story. I'm very fuzzy on why all of that happened.
Right.
But the point is it happened.
you know he was doing some shady work because he's loaded. And yes. I guess based on his job title, he shouldn't be that loaded. Yeah. I love how we say enemies and good guys because we don't really know.
We don't know. We're just going to say Sasha's side is the good guys because that's the story. It might be an unreliable narrator because you are reading from her point of view, but we're gonna say she's the good guys. And yeah. Anyone that is not on Sasha's side is not the bad side. It's like one is like the Dokken.
Yes.
And that's the bad side. So we're just gonna call it the bad side and the good side. And if we're talking about the good side, it's Sasha's side. And if we're talking about the bad side, it's the side that took Sasha away from her family.
But it is so funny when she is working there because you would think, be it a secretary, you know, it's not like she has to do a lot of things, like just standard paperwork, but poor girl doesn't even have those normal basic skills because she's just been a medical nurse this whole time.
She has no idea how to be a secretary, and she's getting yelled at, and she's like, I don't know what I'm doing.
This guy is so funny. He's so annoyed because he takes his job so seriously. And he's like, all these secretaries never know what to do, but you're the worst. He's like so crabby.
She's just like, I'm terrible at this.
Right away, you think she's going to be working there for a while and you're going to be reading about it. But no, our friend John shows up and he is basically the top soldier.
He's
of
like the
enemy
chief.
Squad.
Yes, yeah. He is in command of this fortress that used to be the last royals of Sasha's old
kingdom,
whatever. I love what we don't even know.
Government.
Like, listen, we're doing terrible at this. None of this makes sense because we don't understand it. But the point is, she is now with John, and that's where the story takes off.
Yeah, John gets there, takes her prisoner, and that's when it starts to get really dark because, you know, they already know she's undercover.
Yep.
And then John has this other right-hand man there, Dieter, which is so funny because all I think about is Dieter from I Love You. But it doesn't look like Dieter, but I just never met anyone else named Dieter. And he is vicious as heck and dark as heck. He rips off her fingernails. They, like, torture her, and he's super religious, and he says all these weird things. And
that's bizarre to me.
Mind-playing games, yeah. You know? I feel like one of the scenes that stood out the most to me is when John came in to ask her questions and he was like, do you believe in God? And she goes, no. And it was just so powerful because then we got kind of flashbacks of everything that she's been through and everything. And she just is like, I stopped believing in God a long time ago. And it, you know, it just makes the comic so real. I don't know, you get such emotion from her just saying those few words and realize how serious of a situation this is. And
right. It's war times. She has seen the worst that human nature has to offer, and now she's faced with it. She was just absolutely ripped apart by this man, and she's being held hostage in a sense. She's being basically held as a prisoner, but she's in the beginning, she's not really given much luxury. She keeps getting poisoned, but then you find out she's poisoned because she didn't try to eat her food with utensils, so he poisoned her hands. It's so psychological. And it's really weird. She's just being played with, honestly. It's like she's just there for this guy, John, and his right-hand man, Dieter. It's like she's there for their entertainment and their entertainment alone in the beginning.
Right.
And like, they captured this spy, and now they're just going to play with her. And it's so, it just comes off dark right away.
You feel so bad for her because what a bad day. First of all, she's pulled from just nursing soldiers to being a double agent or a undercover agent. And she doesn't know how to do that. And then she gets captured right away. And, you know,
well, and they
she's
have
like,
this
can I just die?
Right. They even have this conversation where she's like, well, why are you even doing this to me? Why me? I don't even know anything. I didn't know what I was doing. I have no idea where I am. And John even says, I know you, we knew you weren't going to have any information, but we captured you as a spy for the enemy. So what do you think we're going to, like, why would we be nice to you? And I'm like, I don't know. It's so weird because it almost is like he is weirdly nice to her. He's not. She does keep getting, like, poisoned enough that it makes her pass out. She never dies, but she does pass out. He does tell her he's not going to kill her, but she can do that to herself. And I'm like,
right.
This is not how you get a girlfriend, mister.
I know. She's like vomiting everywhere. It gets crazy. It gets crazy. And, you know, I think it all took place back in that torture room with the words she said. She kind of stood out to him to being a little bit stronger than he thought. Well, and yes. I think he became obsessed.
He is. He sees the spark in her, and he even says that. And it's a thought, but it comes up as a thought bubble. He's like, no one sees this spark in you, but I do. And it's true. She, even though she's being tortured, she's going through the ringer over here. She keeps getting poisoned. She does recognize... She's very smart. She picks up on it immediately. She's like, okay, well, then give me your food. Well, didn't help because he then poisoned the utensils that he gave her. But then she learned again. She's like, give me your utensils that you just put in your mouth then. Like, it's she's all, so smart, and he sees it. I think the way it came off, which immediately when Tiff was telling me about it, was that it's like she's being trained.
Yes, it seems that he is trying to bring that spark out of her and train her to be this tougher soldier. Like, I think he's going to try to turn her into an agent for them and, you know, have her go undercover for him now. You know, everything he does, you know, he smirks about it and you think he's just evil, but I think there's more to his little quests that he gives to her.
It's really easy to look at this story and think, oh, this is going to be a Stockholm syndrome where she's going to fall in love with him because that's all she has, even though he's horrible to her. And I guess it could be viewed that way and argued that way, depending. We're only like 9 episodes in at this point when you're seeing this. So it's hard for me to say that that's what the story's going to be, because like Tiff said, when we start these things, I guess I don't try to read any of these people by my first impression of them. I just assume there's going to be more. And there's so many hints that there's more. And you have to take into consideration what he has been through. And of course, it doesn't mean he's a good guy. It just means that he's in a different position. And arguably, he's what? The head of this, of the enemy to her. And he just caught her and she is an enemy spy. Do you think he's gonna like bring her into his place and just shower her with love and affection and be like, you know what? I like you. No, he's gonna try and see what she's all about.
Right. Right.
Because he was intrigued by her enough to not just kill her, but that doesn't mean immediately he's not going to play with her. This is his whole job. He's like a war general. He's like that's just what it's going to be for a while.
Yes. And it's interesting, too, because even his right-hand man, Dieter, questions why he's keeping her alive.
Yes.
So Dieter doesn't even understand his motives behind keeping Sasha around. You almost question, where does his truth lie?
I have a lot of big brain ideas in kind of looking ahead. This is a story that was a novel that has been converted into a webtoon on the Korean platform, and it's actually very much further ahead on that platform than it is on ours, but that's good for us, because if you want to go get into it, it's not going to take you long. There's only like 9 or 10 episodes at this point, unless you fast pass, because there's a bunch of fast pass available because it's so far ahead on the other ones. We live for these things where you get into a character and you can just tell there's more, because you just kind of have to question John. Like, what's Jonathan doing? Is he really for this bad side so much as we think he is? Or
is he really the enemy?
Where's this going?
Or is he undercover as well?
It is called The Double Agent, and she was only a double agent for like a hot second, so.
For a hot second. And she does have a brother that went out to war, and he is trying to find this brother. Like, he is so invested in Sasha and, like, her family and everything. And I know you might not see it that way as you're reading, but he is testing her a little bit each time, and he does leave clues for her. So right now, it's so sick and twisted, but he got her a toy, which is this little girl that he captured. Yeah, a doll. And he's like, be careful with this doll. And basically not telling her not to trust her fully. And I think it was all a
girl and
test.
You're supposed to think, and at where it's at right now, she seems very, I don't trust her. It's very untrustworthy. Yeah. I know she's a little girl, but she's a little girl. So what do you expect is going to happen? As fast passers, we know it gets pretty crazy, but
it gets insane. It gets insane. It definitely takes a huge turn.
Somehow darker.
It gets darker than the episodes you already just read. So.
And that's why it's here. That's why we're talking about it right now.
I mean, it is seriously, it's not considered a horror. It's not considered a thriller. It's considered historical, I believe, because of how deep the government war is going on with these districts. Yes. It
makes sense, I guess, with the whole agent, she's a spy, there's a big war going on. But even so, I am kind of surprised it's not under... We could literally have a full, probably, episode on trying to understand the genres that Webtoon assigns these Webtoons, because I'm like, what? What about that is historical?
If you do like a darker themed webtoon, this is definitely for you. Mm. And I would say October is definitely a time to start it. It is such a baby and it has such potential.
If you read webtoons the way that we typically ingest them, we get into them on a very deep level in the sense that we're always excited about the characters. We usually wind up finding one or two of them that really clicks with us and we're invested in them and we love them and we just get really into it. However, it is possible that you are like that and it's even a further step ahead of us and you're going to get mad at the characters and you're not going to like this, that, or the other thing. You're going to take these themes really seriously. I think if you're that kind of person, it's probably not a good story for you because, yeah, you're going to wind up just... I don't know. If you're going to see their maybe the potential romantic story as problematic, might not be a good one for you. We're here for it. I see it's just dark war times, so weird things are going to happen. Right. And I'm all for it. I would love to see this unfold romantically, even if it's weird. I don't know. I still like it. I still kind of ship them. I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry.
I do, too. It's just, it's interesting. Everything that unfolds makes complete sense because all those things happen.
Well, right. It's literally people on the enemy side coming together in a traditional sense where he should be torturing her because she is an enemy spy. So, but he's clearly having some issues with it because he's not doing the full thing that he should be doing. Like, is he playing with her and maybe not being the best? Yeah, but they're technically enemies, so...
Right.
There's more to it. But seriously, no shame, no hard feelings if you don't like that kind of a story, you're not gonna like it. It's just what happens, but we back it up. We like it. We would love to talk about it again.
I think this story is gonna be like no other and just be incredible with what spirals out of this weird relationship between Sasha and John. And I'm excited to see their journey together, if it's romantically or not, or if it's just him teaching her to be stronger and one of them dies. Yes. I am here to see it unravel and see Sasha kick some serious butt.
I think that that's going to be the point. And that's where we're kind of at with it. It's just starting out, but I definitely see it as this is going to turn into Sasha becoming a powerhouse. It's going to turn into them developing a really weird romantic relationship, but not necessarily meaning that in the end it's going to be good. Do I think that they need to live happily ever after? No, this is a really weird, messed up story, but...
And I have a feeling that the good guys that Sasha believes are good aren't necessarily going to be the people she thought they were.
You should give it a shot and then let us know if you understand the beginning better than us, because I have a feeling I'm going to have cut out a lot of what we actually tried to say about the beginning of this comic, because I don't think we made any sense.
Beginning, there's like a lot.
There's a lot going on. And like we said, the whole point is that she winds up with John, and John is the enemy. And he poisons her. But now they're going to maybe fall in love. And there are horses.
John has like some crazy... When you get the backstory of John, you're like, oh.
Oh my God, I know. Oh my God, yes. Like how he became what he did. And then Dieter like loves him for it. But I'm pretty sure Jonathan is just like... he would kill Dieter any minute. He's just like, I don't care about you.
Yes, when you learn about John's past, yeah, when you learn about John's past, you kind of get Kieran vibes from him, where he gives off the vibes that he definitely feels like a monster in a sense, but, you know, he's just good at what he does, unfortunately, but
he compartmentalizes I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He just kind of makes it like, this is what I'm doing. And like we said, we have a lot of questions. Is this actually where his loyalty lies? We don't know. Read The Double Agent to find out with us.
To get in. Yeah. So, okay. So this is what you guys could do. So read Double Agent first. If you're like, whoa, I feel like emotionally unstable now, then go read Half Ghost and it'll cheer you up a little bit more.
Yeah. If you made it this far and you didn't immediately go and read Half Ghost, read Double Agent first. And then if you're like, whoa, that is dark, I want like some creepy vibes, but not quite that intense, then go read Half Ghost. There will probably be a centipede monster, but, you know, we've warned you.
They're like, what is wrong with Tiffany?
Just like, read this dark story. And I'm like, Half Ghost, it's a cute love story with a centipede monster.
I'm like, I'm here for it.
They're like, Stockholm Syndrome love story. Everyone get on it.
This is amazing. People are vomiting. It's messed up.
It is messed up. I love it too, though. And that's exactly why. And that's why we're talking about it. Like I said, not all of these are even horror. And we do have some more we're just going to mention at the end here that are more like honorable mentions. Like, for example, one that we've already talked about that we think would be a good one for October if you haven't started it yet would be Devilish Romance. I've been keeping up with it every single week, and it's getting really good. But that's perfect. He's technically supposed to be a demon reincarnated as a human. All the spooky vibes. Plus, you get a love story tied in there. Who
and it's doesn't want to read that? It's hilarious, too. So it ties in comedy as well. So
that's another cute one. You could, like, go read that if you just read Double Agent and you were like, oof. Holy crap, guys. If you want to really spiral out of control, yo, if you think Double Agent is dark, guys, I recently read all of The Horizon.
Anything with the word horizon in it, like, makes me sit on the edge of my seat.
Guys,
so.
It's so, so messed up, but so beautiful. That's another one I heavily recommend for October. It is not supposed to be horror or spooky necessarily, but it is like a post-apocalyptic world. You are following the story of two children. It is not for the faint of heart. It is honestly so gory. There's a lot of really just dark themes in it. But if you are a person who can stomach that, it's a very haunting, haunting read. So it's perfect for October, but you will cry your face off. I cried my face off.
But I think that's perfect for October. Like, why not?
I was literally laying in bed and I fast passed. Well, it's a daily pass. So it is daily pass, but that's why if you start it now, there's only 20 episodes. You read the first few for free, and then if you wanted to read a series every day in October, I think The Horizon would be a good one. It's just, I think that's the way I said it's haunting sums it up. I don't regret it for a minute. I don't regret the coins I spent on it. I will probably go back and read it again. There were so many moving moments.
Well, see, that's the thing. When you find a webtoon that covers some dark and creepy topics, it's always important to look at the story that they're trying to get across and the deeper message that is coming out of this webtoon. And that's what makes it beautiful. But what is the true message and what did you take from that? So,
if they turned The Horizon into like a film or something, I guarantee you it would win awards. It is just beautiful, depressing story, but the end is, oh my god, just please, seriously, it's a really good read for October. It's gonna give you all those like really dark vibes, but that is dark. So one in our classic realm, as we've been kind of powering through a few of these at the end, another one I recently started that I would call cute and funny would be a new one called Evelyn and the Occult, which guys, we saw a cult and I started it. I was like, a cult? Okay, what is this? Is she a witch? I love occult stuff. So This is just the story of a girl. You guessed it. Her name is Evelyn. And she had a paranormal experience when she was younger. And now as a college student, I think she's roughly college aged, she is chasing that high. She wants another paranormal experience. She only had one when she was very young. And now that's all she could think about. She just wants to see a ghost more than anything in the world. She's obsessed. She's like buying haunted dolls on the internet. She's trying to Ouija board by herself.
Yes!
It is just amazing. It's very lighthearted if you read it. There are some creepy moments, so it's perfect for October. But honestly, I had some really good laughs at it, and it's also a baby. So there you go. We went from, from really funny to terrible to funny again, so...
Yes.
That's a palate cleanser for you. It's creepy, but it's a palate cleanser.
You need some of those palate cleansers in there.
And then, of course, you can't forget, we already talked about Ghost Wife. If you haven't read Devil Number 4, I say that's a good October one.
That is a good October one. You get, you know, your angels and your demons together and God. And God is dark as heck. God. You got... Unholy Blood, which is one of our personal favorites, and that's a perfect October read. Yes. With the vampires.
We will be talking about Unholy Blood. There will be a dedicated episode. Of course, we know that's also not horror, but it's like supernatural thriller and perfect for October.
Of course, in the bleak midwinter, it's on hiatus. We don't have a full date yet of when they will be returning.
Think about our girl Allie Hermit, the artist for that. She's going through a lot, but I know they'll come back. They'll come back swinging.
They're gonna come back.
And you could go read the whole first season. It's perfect. Not really creepy, but it's dark, so you would get like the post-apocalyptic feels, which are good for October. One that I do read that we've never talked about, but I've actually been reading it for years now, that also fits in with October and will give you good feels versus being super scary. It's just going to be like funny and cute, is Brimstone and Roses. It's all about her summoning a demon to help with her love life. So, I mean, who doesn't want to read that? That's amazing. And then another classic that I would say is I'm the Grim Reaper.
Yes. Yes.
Another one we haven't talked about, but it's a good one. It's a good one and perfect for October.
And another classic that is perfect for October, of course, is Muted, because it covers all aspects of witchcraft and you get such great side stories of different types of witches throughout this realm that the creator has made, and her art is beautiful. There is some dark aspects to it, but it's also very lighthearted too. So if you haven't read Muted, go read it.
And then another one we're going to be talking about this month that is, of course, a classic creepy read, which is also more thriller, is My Deepest Secret. We have never talked about it before. We will be dedicating a whole episode to it. My mom may or may not be there. Look forward to that.
And of course, you know, we are going to be talking about the number one horror hit on Webtoon right now that we've been covering. We've been there since day one.
Yeah.
We have mugs to prove it. I made a cat head. So we love trains.
You know we love Everything Is Fine. Of course we have content coming up on that. I mean, we weren't going to cover it in this episode. We've already talked about it and we're going to talk about it some more. It deserves its own episode, okay? So many perfect picks for October. We, of course, can't cover them all. We just wanted to really get into two of them that we've started that are a little newer. You don't have to just go in the horror genre. I think that's kind of what we were also proving today. Is that there are plenty of spooky feeling stories across the platform. Sometimes they're historical.
They are historical.
Like, interesting. Or romance. I mean, think about, like, if you were just a person who had no idea what half-ghost style was, and you were like, romance, and you just clicked on that, and then there were, like, all these weird things, like, crawling on the walls. You'd be like, oh.
Well, right?
I want to read a love story about them. I want a love story about that centipede monster. Someone call this author. I want to know how they find love.
I don't know.
Maybe there's another centipede monster somewhere, and they also... No, it gets killed. Just don't mind me. It's dead. Maybe it will find love in its next life.
They are disturbing creatures of that world. I still question why they're naked.
They do not have clothes.
They don't have clothes, and they don't have any body parts either, so I don't know what's happening there, but it is odd.
The worlds that these creators make are just some of my favorites. It's so fun to dive into them. Oh, yes. What a time to be alive, guys. Happy October 1st. That's the day this is coming out.
Happy October. We are so excited to be here. Why we are representing Michael Myers today, which is our favorite horror slasher movie. So we are here to celebrate and bring the creepy out of Webtoon for you this month. So yes. I hope you are prepared.
Yes, please be here. Make sure you're subscribing and liking our content because we have much more where this came from, and we're thrilled. We're working so hard to put together the content for this month.
And if you made it this far, comment centipede. Historical centipede.
Yeah, for bonus points, comment historical centipede.
And don't judge me.
Don't judge Tiff, okay? We love Tiff.
Yes. We are excited and we hope you read some of these.
Yeah, read them. Let us know what you think. Or if you have something that isn't in the traditional horror genre that you think we should check out, you think we'd like it. As always, let us know in the comments down below. And you guys, we will be back next week to just keep going crazy. So just stick with us.
Get ready. Over and out.